Welcome to the Listening Post. I'm your listening host, Jesse Hardman. Hope you had a good carnival season, New Orleans. Are you feeling penitent now? If not, we've got an expert on the line to help you.
Archbishop Gregory Amon, A-Y-M-O-N-D, just like Raymond without the R, and I'm the Archbishop of New Orleans.
If you're religious, you might observe the 40 days of Lent, which starts the day after Mardi Gras.
Yeah, certainly some of our morning masses downtown, you know, there would be people who have pretty much partied all night, but they still want to come in on Ash Wednesday and to begin the Lenten practice, and I certainly honor and respect them for that.
If not, you might just use the weeks after Mardi Gras to dry out your liver and catch your breath. Archbishop Amon says moderation and quiet reflection can be tricky in this city.
I think in New Orleans, it's more challenging to keep the Lenten practice. You know, we finish Mardi Gras, and then we have St. Patrick's Day parades, and then we have the St. Joseph's Day parades, and then we have other things that are happening in the French Quarters.
Listening Post producer Kate Richardson just marched in the studio. Hey, Kate, Mardi Gras is over. Can you tell the Listening Post marching band to put their instruments away?
Shh, quiet down, y'all. This time around, we asked people what they're giving up after carnival season, what they wish they could give up, and what they think the city of New Orleans should give up or try to improve. Here's some audio from our recording devices at Joe W. Brown Rec Center, Delgado Community College, and a visit to the weekly square dance night at First Presbyterian Church on Claiborne.
Well, after carnival, I'm going to give up booze for a short period of time.
I'm not giving up anything.
Drinking Red Bulls and smoking cigarettes.
Well, after carnival, I'm giving up scones every day.
I would have to say being lazy.
What's something you wish you could give up, but you know you can't? Answer is alcohol.
I now wish I could give up eating sweets, but I don't know if I can.
Something I wish I could give up, but I can't, is fast food.
And what's something I wish I could give up, but I know I can't? That man.
I feel like if I can give up my dieting habits or my eating habits and get into exercising, everything will be fine, but I'm scared to exercise and go out in the city of New Orleans, you know, to jog because I'm scared a crime gonna take place in front of my eyes or I may be a victim of a crime.
I think the city of New Orleans should give up light pollution and just have like one night a month where they turn off all the lights so that we can see the stars.
And I guess the city of New Orleans should give up the parades because they're annoying.
I think the city of New Orleans should give up racism.
The city of New Orleans should give up on violence. Just play more music, do more square dances.
As usual, we also sent out our questions via text message. Things that people are giving up include fun, dairy, and hangovers. As for what people wish they could give up, we got potato salad, bluebell banana splits, fruit punch big shots, and someone said, I thought about saying bourbon, but that would be a lie, the wanting to give it up part. Hey, Jesse, what are you going to give up?
You know, I've got gluten on the mind. You?
Well, like a lot of people, I'm going to try to be a little less attached to the internet.
To make a commitment that for a period of time during the day that we will put away our electronics, our cell phones and texting and email, and just be quiet for like 10 minutes. And I think nowadays that for me is one of the best forms of penance during Lent.
Archbishop of New Orleans Gregory Amon says less technology is something he's working on too.
Sometimes when I'm driving, I just say, going from here to there, I'm not going to use my cell phone. I'm going to use it as a time just to be with the Lord. And that's a real sacrifice for us today.
That's all for this week. We hope you can follow through on your post-carnival resolutions. Feel free to text us if you need moral support or if you just want to join our project. Text the word hello to 504-303-4348. That's hello, and text that to 504-303-4348.